Hi, my name is Darren Joseph from HEJ Tax. We're the team that seeks to demystify the sometimes confusing world of cross-border taxation. And today we have the honor and the privilege of having a conversation with Jonathan Brooks. Jonathan, would you please introduce yourself?
Thanks, Darren. That's very kind. My name's Jonathan Brooks. I'm a financial advisor with Hoxton Capital Management. And at Hoxton Capital, we've got regulated offices in different jurisdictions across the world, including the US, of course, the UK, throughout Europe, and the Middle East as well.
Okay, fantastic. What would you recommend someone do with their investment accounts before exiting the US tax system? For example, giving up a passport or green card?
Well, certainly they should take advice as early as possible when they know that they're going to leave the US, whether it's a green card, whether it's a passport. They need to understand from a tax planning team like yourself, is there going to be an exit penalty? Will they not? And then we can look to see what's the tax position going to be in their new jurisdiction if they hold these assets in the US. What's the tax position going to be in the US if they cash these assets in before they leave the US? So, you know, it may cost them less in US tax to cash them in and leave with the cash. It may cost them less to do that in the new jurisdiction. And as I always say, don't let the tax tail wag the investment dog. To save tax isn't a good enough reason to cash everything in if it doesn't fit in with your overall strategy. But those would be the things that I would want to understand and look at before making any major decisions. First thing, take advice, understand the position of those assets, whether you stay with them, whether they stay with you when you leave, or whether you cash them in before you go.
That's a great point you raised, the idea of the tax tail wagging the dog. And this is going to sound really weird coming from me, but too often when I listen to certain individuals or practitioners, they make it seem as if every decision should be tax-led, which it just defies common sense, to be honest with you. Obviously, you need to be looking at your overall position. What is the total upside, as opposed to just the tax component? And therefore, I really support the position that you've laid out. What's your plan? Where are you going to? What is the impact of going to that jurisdiction? What is your planning horizon? Now that you're moving to another jurisdiction, there may be other investment opportunities available to you. And in a way, it should be viewed more holistically than just narrow-mindedly looking at tax. So thanks for sharing that. Jonathan, thank you very much for sharing so much of your insight. Now, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you?
They can find us on hoxtoncapital.com or look for Jonathan Brooks on LinkedIn.
All right. Thank you very much.